Here's the thing. 2025 is shaping up as the big augmentation autonomy leap. AI isn't just lending a hand anymore. It's running entire workflows, start to finish. According to Deloitte's latest Tech Trends report, artificial intelligence is moving undercover at work, seamlessly integrating into business processes in ways that feel almost invisible to end users. Ever wonder how much money that shift represents? Try headline figures like a projected $644 billion in generative AI spend for 2025 and a cool $1.3 trillion total market by 2032. These aren't just abstract numbers. They represent a fundamental transformation in how financial institutions operate, compete, and serve customers. The golden thread running through this transformation? Whoever masters agentic AI without creating new systemic risks will lock in the competitive edge for the rest of the decade. Think of it like assembling a Formula One pit crew. Every component must work in perfect harmony, or the entire operation falls apart. By the end of this analysis, executives, product leads, and risk officers alike will know exactly which ROI levers to pull, which governance guardrails to set, and which future-proof skills to start building today. We'll keep things analytical yet totally approachable. Think analogies like AI fleets are the new trading desks to make the tech feel less like sci-fi and more like Monday morning reality. Important disclaimer, technology evolves rapidly. Information provided may become outdated. Always verify current best practices and documentation. Financial AI implementations should be reviewed with qualified compliance and risk management professionals before deployment. Hyper-personalization and CX, from segments of one to real-time financial coaching. The era of one-size-fits-all banking is officially over. Financial institutions are discovering that hyper-personalized experiences aren't just nice-to-haves, they're competitive necessities that directly impact the bottom line. Banks such as TSB are already chalking up 30 to 40% bumps in net promoter scores just by dropping proactive AI service modules into the mix. These aren't simple chatbots. They're sophisticated systems that understand context, predict needs, and deliver solutions before customers even realize they have a problem. Picture a Gen AI chat interface that can answer thorny what-if questions. Like, can I still swing that property if rates jump to 6.5%? And crank out compliant, on-the-fly simulations. This isn't hypothetical anymore. AWS reports that financial services organizations are leveraging generative AI to create dynamic, personalized customer interactions that would have required teams of analysts just a few years ago. The revenue impact is equally impressive. Dynamic, AI-built rewards bundles can pivot with your spending habits, lifting card revenue by 5 to 10%. Instead of static reward programs that treat all customers identically, these systems continuously learn and adapt, creating personalized incentive structures that drive engagement and loyalty. Paytech Lab's smart chatbot exemplifies this evolution, tailoring product recommendations in-app by blending behavioral data with alternative data sources. What sets it apart is the audit-ready format. Every conversation is logged and structured for compliance review, ensuring that personalization doesn't come at the cost of regulatory adherence. This approach addresses one of the biggest challenges in hyper-personalized banking, maintaining transparency while delivering individualized experiences. The key insight here isn't just about technology. It's about reimagining the relationship between financial institutions and their customers. When AI can anticipate needs, explain complex scenarios in plain language, and adapt recommendations in real time, banking transforms from a transactional relationship into an advisory partnership. Intelligent automation and operational efficiency, the rise of autonomous back-office agents. While customer-facing AI gets most of the headlines, the real revolution is happening in the back office. Autonomous agents are quietly transforming operational efficiency in ways that would have seemed like science fiction just 5 years ago. Deloitte predicts that a quarter of enterprises will roll out AI agents in 2025, and half of them by 2027. This isn't gradual adoption. It's an acceleration curve that's catching many organizations off guard. The financial impact is staggering. JP Morgan has already saved roughly $1.5 billion on fraud, trading, and KYC thanks to AI. These savings aren't coming from simple process automation. They're the result of intelligent systems that can reason, adapt, and improve their performance over time. Consider autonomous reconciliation systems that slash month-end close times by 70%. Traditional reconciliation requires armies of analysts manually matching transactions, investigating discrepancies, and preparing reports. Autonomous agents handle these tasks continuously, flagging exceptions for human review only when necessary. Similarly, AI loan underwriting is clearing SMB loans in minutes using real-time cash flow analysis plus e-commerce ratings. The Bank for International Settlements notes that these systems can process alternative data sources from social media activity to supply chain relationships, creating more accurate risk assessments than traditional credit scoring alone. Perhaps most impressive are the graph neural network fraud engines that spot mule account rings before the cash even moves. These systems map complex relationship networks, identifying suspicious patterns that would be invisible to human analysts or traditional rule-based systems. Patek Labs Reasoning AI plus Voice Assistant keeps humans in the loop while enabling autonomous operations. Imagine receiving voice alerts whenever graph neural network scores cross risk thresholds, allowing compliance teams to investigate potential issues while maintaining operational velocity. This human-AI collaboration model addresses regulatory concerns about fully autonomous decision-making while capturing most of the efficiency benefits. However, success isn't guaranteed. Gartner warns that 40% of agentic projects could flop without clear ROI metrics. The difference between success and failure often comes down to implementation strategy, specifically maintaining the human-in-the-loop mandate that regulators increasingly require. Advanced investment and risk management, multi-agent trading, XAI, and quantum horizons. The investment management landscape is experiencing its most dramatic transformation since electronic trading replaced floor-based markets. Multi-agent systems, explainable AI, and quantum computing are converging to create entirely new paradigms for portfolio management and risk assessment. AI prop trading is no longer gated. Unrestricted automated bots are now in the hands of prop traders. This represents a fundamental shift from AI as a support tool to AI as an autonomous trading entity. These systems can process market data, execute trades, and adjust strategies without human intervention, operating at speeds and scales impossible for human traders. The performance implications are sobering for traditional fund managers. A Stanford simulation shows reinforcement learning portfolios outshining human-tuned mutual funds, a result that challenges decades of assumptions about active management value add. But with great power comes great regulatory scrutiny. Explainability isn't optional anymore. BS and the EU AI Act demand transparent credit models, and RAG-based XAI frameworks are stepping up to meet this challenge. These systems can provide detailed explanations for AI-driven decisions, showing not just what the model decided, but why it reached that conclusion. Looking further ahead, quantum computing promises to revolutionize financial modeling entirely. Microsoft says organizations should start preparing now. Commercial use could land in about 5 years. Quantum-inspired algorithms are already showing promise in portfolio optimization and risk modeling, even on classical computers. Paytech Labs' AI ecosystem addresses a critical challenge in this evolving landscape: how asset managers can publish regulator-vetted research on reinforcement learning and quantum-inspired strategies while boosting brand authority under ad-restricted rules. The platform enables firms to demonstrate thought leadership in emerging AI techniques while maintaining compliance with increasingly stringent regulatory requirements. The systemic risk implications are profound. As more institutions deploy similar AI strategies, the potential for emergent collusion, unintended coordination between AI systems, becomes a genuine concern. This isn't science fiction. It's a hypothesis that regulators are actively investigating as AI adoption accelerates. Model diversity. Avoid AI monoculture by implementing diverse algorithmic approaches. Methodology. How this 2025 analysis was conducted. Our analysis focused on Q2, Q3 2025 earnings calls, regulatory papers, and peer-reviewed research to ensure relevance and currency. We prioritized authoritative sources, including regulatory bodies, BIS, IMF, Enterprise Disclosures, JP Morgan, Deloitte, and technical insights from cloud providers, AWS, and technology leaders, Microsoft, NVIDIA. The screening criteria were stringent: publications within the last 90 days, verifiable URLs, and laser focus on financial services applications. This approach ensured that our findings reflect the current state of AI adoption rather than theoretical possibilities or outdated case studies. We analyzed comprehensive industry publications, expert analyses, and verified market data from multiple authoritative sources, including analysis from ZDNet.com, Reuters.com, Bloomberg.com, AWS.Amazon.com, Papers.SSRN.com, BIS.org, MarketWatch.com, Stanford.edu, and Azure.Microsoft.com. Limitations of current knowledge. Several factors constrain the completeness of this analysis. AI models iterate rapidly. Today's Gen AI precision statistics or quantum computing timelines could be outdated by next quarter. The pace of innovation in this space makes definitive long-term predictions challenging. Public ROI data tends to emphasize success stories, meaning failure rates are likely underreported. Organizations are more willing to share positive outcomes than to discuss failed implementations, creating a potential bias toward optimistic projections. Mid-market adoption patterns remain particularly unclear. Most published case studies focus on large financial institutions with substantial technology budgets. Long-term studies of AI adoption in smaller banks, credit unions, and regional firms are limited, making it difficult to assess broader industry trends. Future outlook and unanswered questions. The period from 2025 to 2027 will likely mark a shift from one-off AI pilots to comprehensive AI fleet management, and a corresponding scramble for cross-agent governance standards. Organizations that successfully navigate this transition will need sophisticated orchestration capabilities to manage multiple AI systems working in concert. Regulators are increasingly focused on the AI monoculture risk and will likely push for mandated model diversity. The concern is that if all institutions use similar AI systems, they may exhibit similar behaviors during market stress, potentially amplifying rather than dampening volatility. Critical questions remain unanswered. Can synthetic data really resolve the privacy versus performance tension that currently constrains AI development? Will quantum classical hybrid systems generate measurable alpha before 2030? How will regulators balance innovation encouragement with systemic risk prevention? The answers to these questions will shape the next phase of financial services evolution. Conclusion. Circling back to our golden thread, the real competitive edge comes from balancing bold AI deployment with rock-solid explainability and control. This isn't about choosing between innovation and risk management. It's about achieving both simultaneously. The hard numbers are compelling. Organizations can expect 5 to 15% revenue lifts and 20% plus cost savings from well-implemented AI systems. However, these benefits come with brand new governance requirements that can't be treated as afterthoughts. The call to action is clear. Finance leaders must craft comprehensive 24-month roadmaps now, encompassing talent upskilling, explainable AI tooling, and strategic platform partnerships. Waiting until AI monoculture risk transforms from theory into crisis will be too late. The institutions that thrive in this new landscape will be those that view AI not as a replacement for human judgment, but as an amplifier of human expertise, maintaining the human insight that builds trust while leveraging AI capabilities that deliver unprecedented efficiency and personalization.